Dean is on assignment. Chicago's very own Cindy Perlman reporting from Las Vegas, where what's the temperature today, Cindy?
You know, Bob, we had a chilling front come through. It's only going to be 117 today. And people are saying to carry your dogs across the patio before you hit the grass.
Unbelievable. I guess nobody is going outside. Let's talk about Agatha, and fans of the Disney Plus WandaVision will enjoy this, won't they?
They're going to love it, because yesterday the trailer dropped for the new WandaVision show, which is Katherine Hahn as the witch Agatha Harkness. Marvel dropped the trailer yesterday for Agatha All Along, and when we last saw her, she was the mastermind behind all the bad stuff in WandaVision. She was a little mad that Wanda could control magic, but Wanda was kind of cunning about it. She trapped Agatha back in Westview. So we have 9 new episodes of Agatha being really mad to be trapped in this whole small town. And joining her is a really cool cast. Patti LuPone, the singer, and Audrey Plaza from White Lotus are also on board. And part of the show is being billed as a musical with original numbers.
That's promising. So is this new crime thriller series, Cross. Tell us about this.
Yeah, one of James Patterson's most beloved characters, Alec Cross, is back on November 14th in his own series called Cross. And that, remember, Morgan Freeman played him many years ago in the movies Along Came a Spider and Kiss the Girls. Now the key role goes to Aldris Hodge. We know him from the show Leverage and the film Straight Outta Compton. He's going to play Alex Cross, the detective and the forensic psychologist who digs into the psyche of killers and their victims. Looks really good. It's one of those good thrillers.
It seems like once a week now we get an entertainment story about a reboot or a sequel. Has Hollywood run out of ideas? Because now apparently An Officer and a Gentleman is coming back, isn't it?
If you can believe this, An Officer and a Gentleman is going to be remade, and I'm not so sure about that. That movie's sort of perfect. But Miles Teller, who's super hot right now off of Maverick last summer, is going to play the Zach Mayo role made famous by Richard Gere all those years ago for a reboot of the 1982 film. And the really curious questions are, who is going to play the Deborah Winger role? And then who is going to play Luke Gossett's role, who played the general? And he won an Oscar for that part. So I've heard that Idris Elba's name's been floated around. That might be a good choice. And as for Miles Teller, he's everywhere coming up. One of his other big parts is playing Michael Jackson's lawyer in the upcoming biopic, Michael. But expect Officer and Gentleman probably in 2026. Adding to all of these reboots or sequels, yesterday, other sequel news, Devil Wears Prada, Part 2, on the horizon, too.
And what do you know about that movie regarding Michael Jackson's life? Did you hear anything about that?
That's supposed to be a really serious look at Michael Jackson, and people haven't really touched upon some of the darker issues, but it's supposed to be sort of a no-holds-barred look at Michael's life, good cast, and the music, too. So I'm looking forward to that one. Probably, I think that comes out in 2025. We're not going to see it this year. But they've already, you know, they've had a few trailers, things like that out for it. So look, that should be good on the horizon.
Tell us about your conversation with Phyllis Smith. First, for anyone who doesn't know, who is she?
Phyllis Smith was on The Office. She played Phyllis on The Office. She has that voice that's sort of slow and a little sad, which was perfect for her playing sadness in Inside Out 1 and 2. So Phyllis Smith is from our neighboring state, Missouri, and I caught up with her last week when she was home. She was dealing with some family stuff and staying in a family house in Missouri. And this never happens in interviews. Halfway through the interview, she goes, you know, hold on, hon. I got to pay a guy, which is such a Chicago thing. I even say it's still out here in Vegas. She goes, I got to pay a guy. He's doing the lawn right now. So in the middle of this, you hear, Hi, Phyllis. I loved Inside Out, too. Really? What do you need? $50? Yeah, okay, I'll pay the guy. So she's very sweet, though. And the funny thing, too, she's huge in this billion-dollar movie. But Phyllis Smith said, please, correct my Wikipedia page. She goes, everything on it's wrong. It says I'm one of nine kids. She goes, I have one brother. And it says I was a telemarketer. I never was a telemarketer. It said I was in Caddyshack. She goes, I've never been in that movie. But she was a cheerleader, for real, years ago. And she said she did dinner theater. And she goes, but I wasn't a stripper. So she goes, it's just so weird, all these things you read about yourself when you get a little bit famous.
Good luck correcting the misinformation on the internet. All right, finally, let's get to the music news. Let's listen to a little bit of Eminem, and then we'll talk about it. That's catchy, isn't it, Cindy?
It's catchy. And Bob, how long did it take you to find a clip that didn't have a bad word in it? It must have taken hours.
Yeah, we worked on that all morning.
All morning. But Slim Shady's back again, and Detroit's own Eminem drops his 12th studio album on Friday. This is a surprise. Nobody knew this date until a few days ago. It's called The Death of Slim Shady, Coup de Grace. And he likes to shock people. A few weeks ago in the Detroit Free Press, he actually ran an obituary for Slim Shady. There was a picture of Eminem, but, you know, it's Eminem. So he dressed as Jason from the horror movies with the Jason hockey mask. And the story read, Slim Shady's complex existence has come to a close. May he truly find peace in the afterlife that he couldn't find on Earth.
Mm. There you go. Cindy Perlman from the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Thank you very much, Cindy. And I'll let you go back to the air conditioner now and crank it up to super high.
Thanks, Bob.
Most of the late-night hosts returned from their holiday breaks last night. And that was the first time that Jimmy Fallon, Seth Meyers, and Stephen Colbert have been able to react to the presidential debate. They also joked about NASCAR and Chipotle's Olympic-themed wrappers. We've got a few highlights for you, starting with Jimmy Fallon.
The media has spent almost 2 weeks calling on a candidate to drop out of the race, and somehow it's not the convicted felon. It's not the other guy. Meanwhile, today, amid calls for him to drop out of the election, Biden sent a letter to Democrats addressing concerns about his age and says that he's firmly committed to staying in the race. Yeah, and nothing says I'm young like writing a sternly worded letter. Yeah, Biden has remained defiant and refuses to step aside. He's basically the guy doing 30 in the left lane, and he ain't moving for anybody. You know that guy? Go around, I don't care. I'm not doing anything illegal. Okay. Well, some business news. Chipotle is bringing back their gold foil burrito wrappers for the Olympics. Yeah, it's pretty much a reverse Olympics. First you get the gold, then you do the 100-meter dash to the bathroom. Hey, get this. NASCAR just debuted their first electric race car. Yeah, it's not quite as exciting when the car has to pull into the pit and recharge for 8 hours. But still, it's... Guys, I heard about a pair of twins who did a health experiment where one ate a regular diet and the other went vegan. It was amazing. At the end of 12 weeks, one still had friends and the other didn't.
During an interview on Friday with ABC News, President Biden attributed his poor debate performance to a cold. A cold? You were speaking like the aliens from A Quiet Place were there. I tried turning on captions, but that just made it worse. President Biden is set this week to hold a solo press conference to dispel concerns about his fitness to run for re-election. Great news if you want edge-of-your-seat tension and you already finished the bear. Several grocery stores across Oklahoma and Alabama have reportedly installed automated vending machines that sell ammunition, which you know is a bad idea if you've ever seen how people react when their Snickers get stuck. Don't shake it! And finally, NASCAR over the weekend unveiled the first electric race car. And this is cool. You don't even need a pit crew. You just need half an hour to recharge it.
To keep his energy up, Biden told the group that he now plans to stop scheduling events after 8 p.m. 8 p.m.? So the state dinners are all going to be early bird specials? Joe Biden is really going to go to bed before Tracker? Tracker, he'll find a candidate. Also, which 8 p.m., sir? East Coast, West Coast, Moscow? The world does not stop at 8 p.m. Is Kamala Harris going to have to clock in as night president? By the way, coming this fall from CBS, night president. She keeps America safe after dark. Not to be confused with Night President, starring Tom Selleck as President Lancelot. Here he is in North Carolina after the debate.
When you get knocked down, you get back up.
Obviously quoting founding father General Chumbawamba.
Stephen Colbert from last night. Also in the entertainment news today, in a significant victory for the defense, Alec Baldwin's role as a producer on the film Rust will not be considered during his involuntary manslaughter trial. Baldwin's position as a producer has consistently been part of the prosecution's strategy, as they have sought to show he had more responsibility and influence on the set than just as an actor. In court, the prosecution said as producer he should have been aware of set safety requirements, while Baldwin's defense said the evidence was prejudicial and confusing to the jury. In issuing her ruling, the judge admitted she struggled to understand the prosecution's arguments, but his role as a producer will not be considered during the trial.